Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. I just want to let everyone know that I am praying for you. I am praying for your peace in this time of uncertainty, in this time of quarantine where everyone is forced to be still and look within. I am praying that we all get through this stronger, better, more hopeful, and more faithful. And so I have a treat for you today. I have my special guest, Mrs. Marjorie Adam. She's an entrepreneur and just multiple businesses that she does. And her claim to fame is that she is my spirit sister. I am so blessed. Marjorie has raised my children, and I have three of them. And every time I need my soul to be uplifted, she is the go-to sister because she and I just connect. And so I'm hoping that through our talk today, which is called Faith Over Fear, you all can feel the connection between us and really understand that we both have one mission in mind, and that's for people to know that they are loved, to know that they are worthy, and to know that God ultimately has a plan for all of us, or whatever higher power or whatever name you give your higher power, there is a plan. And so no need to have fear. We need to get strong in our faith. All right. And so welcome, Marjorie. Thank you so much for being on my show again.
Thank you so much for having me. This is such a treat. You know, you are my sister.
Yes.
Sister. There's some things that transcend blood.
That's right. And so we're going to talk, or Marjorie is going to share with us today her talk on repentance. And so I'm just going to let you have the stage, Marjorie, to share with my listeners.
Okay. So with this time of uncertainty, one of the things that a lot of us start to do, particularly now that we've slowed down, hopefully is kind of take some time to reflect and to kind of take some stock, or to maybe even you're confused, or there is that sense of fear or foreboding because, you know, the information is so, you know, confusing to say
yes.
the least.
Yes.
And so it's really difficult to, you know, to have a steady heart or to have faith sometimes when things are just so, appear to be so overwhelming. One of the things that, you know, for me, you know, I'm going to say I'm one who believes in a creator. It's hard not to, because I don't think it's easy to be able to create anything out of chaos. So somewhere there's some sort of divine intelligence. So with that in mind, one of the things that has really helped me to stay the course and not have fear in this uncertain time is to know that I can pray. Is to know that I can repent, is to know that I can love, we can forgive. The things that cost nothing, but that are everything. They are soul cleansers. They are soul menders, right? Right? They are soul menders. Soul fortified. Love fortifies your soul. Faith fortifies your soul. And so, how do we get to faith? How do we get to faith? We get through a vehicle that I might suggest to you today is repenting. I heard a woman say one time that repentance is like a nuclear weapon in the spirit. And most of us understand that with the law of attraction, that there are ingredients in the cosmos and in the laws that draw things to you. So we understand that if it's drawing something to you, it's faith. But fear also is a connector and draws things to you as well. Right. And so if we want to, we can't just repel fear. Oftentimes fear feels like it's a. So how do we cleanse ourselves of that weight of fear? Repentance. You know what? And what is repentance? Repentance is sort of like taking stock of how you think, maybe putting it in a bowl and becoming an observer and asking yourself, is there anything in my thoughts? Is there anything in my lifestyle or in my attitude? Is there anything around me that weighs me down, that causes me to miss the mark of the excellence or the best version of myself? What is that? I need to ask for repentance. I need to ask for forgiveness. Creator, I am so sorry. I don't have the right to lower the version of myself that you intended for the universe to have it be expressed. Not if I'm saying that correctly. I need to express as the Creator designed me to be. And so if I fall short of that, in Christianity is called sin, then I've missed the mark. And then I need a soul cleanse. Mm-hmm. I need to cleanse my soul. And how do I do that? Through repentance.
Yeah. And it's interesting because a lot of people who deal with anxiety, deal with fear, oftentimes are holding on to past traumas or past misfortunes or past struggles, and they can't refocus their thinking or refocus their mind away from the trauma, away from the guilt or the neglect or the fear or whatever emotion comes with that experience. And so it's interesting that you say repentance is about kind of reevaluating and observing your thoughts and that pattern that keeps you stuck.
Yes.
That keeps you stuck in that negative emotion, that negative experience. And like you were talking about, just repentance helps to clear the energy.
Yes, it cleanses your soul. It's a reboot. It's a daily, it's like a shower. You're not going outside without a shower. Why would you pray without taking a shower first? You know what I mean? You're not going outside, meet people, important folks. You're doing this law of attraction or whatever, however you function in your life. And then God, Creator, I'm sorry. I missed the mark there. This trauma occurred 5 years ago or yesterday. I can come somewhere and take and put it in a bowl in your mind. Put it in a bowl and look at, am I that thing? That thing is not me. I can be an observer of those thoughts and those patterns and those weights. I call them weights that just kind of get in the way of you living the best version of yourself. So it's like it's like spiritually we're pulling these chains like Ebenezer Scrooge.
It is.
Right that way.
And fear keeps people stuck.
Yes.
And it's almost like some people who go through trauma or go through experiences, it's almost as if they believe they become that experience. Like they cannot see themselves apart from that experience. It now defines who they are. So now they have to be a no good person, or they have to now be unworthy, or now they have to be unclean, or they have to be damaged, or they, you know what I mean? It's almost like they take on this damaged personality or persona, and it's not true. So, that's a lie.
It is a lie. And it's not necessarily so, I don't want to make it sound simplistic, because there is such a, there's such propaganda, or there's such a machine and a system that's designed so that if we understand our families and our bloodline and things of that nature, I'm going off into another tangent, but if we understand, you know,
it's like our generational history
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So that's very real.
If you understand that, then there are predispositions that people have to trauma. Oftentimes, particularly in the African American or people of color, or even anyone pre 1950, we're not talking about our trauma. We're not talking about ways to come out of our trauma. Oftentimes, people don't even know that the family member had the similar trauma or anything like that. You know what I mean? And so it's almost like with each generation, you're starting all over trying to figure out how to deal with this trauma. And so I think that that is a real thing. And so what I find is that I share with people, or I offer people, like the conversations that we've had, is to consider, if you go through something, share the knowledge. You know what I mean? Because we are a human nation. We're not one world. We're not one people. We're one nation. Experiencing different cultures, different foods, different beautiful ways of living. The one thing we do have in common, though, is trauma.
And our human experience.
Yes.
And that's why I think that mental health should be called human health.
Yes.
Because no one is exempt. Exactly. No one is exempt from trauma. No one is exempt from depression, anxiety. And like you say, oftentimes, because we don't have the information, because people don't share and they keep it a secret in their families, it gets repeated from generation to generation, whether it's addiction or incest or abuse or, you know, there's so much, you know, but it's a human experience that is unfortunately more common than not.
So, and that's where repentance comes in, because even if we're the victim of trauma, we get to forgive. We get to break free through forgiveness, through repenting, because even, you know, just this morning, you know, I had a thought. You know, I was walking and I was like, oh, you know, I'm working on my weight, folks.
Are we all, especially during this quarantine?
I had a thought about my weight, and it wasn't the highest thing in the world. And I know where that can lead down this little path. And so I was like, Lord, I am so sorry for thinking that low thought. You know what I mean? So for me, I have a faith in God. So I would share with your audience, every time you have a low frequency thought, consider having a higher thought. You know, we have to train our mind. We are not our mind. Our mind is a tool. Our mind is a space and an arena that we work out our life's issues. And we can trade our thoughts. We can have higher thoughts. And that's why repentance is so important, because we get to cleanse, we get to reboot, and now we're ready for prayer. Mm-hmm. Now we're ready to go in. Now we're ready to have that moment where we can, okay, this is my affirmation. This is what I expect to see in my life. But we've got to start with detaching. I'll go back. The Bible says, and you can take this, it says a curse causeless cannot land, which means if there's something going on in your life, there must be a cause. If it's a negative situation, what is that negative situation that's going on? That's being the law of attraction that's causing negativity to come your way, right?
Yeah.
It is the law of attraction working, right. Causing negativity. So what is that thing? Repentance, a rebooting, a re-cleansing checks that. So now I can look at my thoughts and say, this is not the way that I want to go.
I love it. Okay, we've got to pause for a commercial break, but we'll be right back with Faith Over Fear. Thank you. Hello, good people. Welcome back to the second part of our Faith Over Fear talk with Miss Marjorie Adam, my soul sister, and we're talking about repentance and how important repentance is to cleansing your soul, cleansing your energy, and just really rebooting and allowing yourself to let go of all those negative thoughts, negative emotions, negative past experiences so that you can move forward into faith. And so with that, I was just asking you, Marjorie, what's the difference between like forgiveness and repentance? Is it repentance more of forgiving yourself, whereas forgiveness is forgiving someone else who's hurt you in the past? Or how do you understand that?
Oh, so forgiveness, how I look at forgiveness, and I'm going to paraphrase it. I heard a really great definition is letting go of the right to hurt that person when they've hurt you. It's just kind of letting it go. Forgiveness is a kind of an outward thing towards someone else. And I think repentance is more about looking inward and turning away from something. So it's almost kind of like you have to have a both and approach to really deal with whatever it is that you're working out. They're sisters in their function. But I think it's really important that repentance has a lot to do with your personal heart. So the first thing, in the New Testament, the first thing that John the Baptist, when he met Jesus, he said, "Repent, for the kingdom is at hand." So it's like, turn away from the body of thoughts that you've been having, because there's a higher body of thoughts that you can have.
Wow. So it's all of that old way of thinking, the old paradigm, right? That old paradigm of who you are and who you're supposed to be, who your concept of yourself is, or your perception of yourself is no longer working, is no longer valid or useful. Through repentance, it helps you shed that.
Yes.
To form new beliefs, new ways.
So let me give you some ideas. So I got this. I can't remember the gentleman where I got this. So I'm going to have to share that with you so you can make sure you mention him on your next program. But it talks about different what repentance looks like. There are two types. There's a godly repentance, love, and then there's a worldly repentance. Godly repentance is willingly confess sin and acknowledge your guilt. Worldly is defensive and argumentative and won't acknowledge guilt. Godly repentance is angry about his own sin. Worldly repentance is angry at the one who exposes his sin. You see the difference? So let me one more.
Go ahead.
So the godly, it fears the wrath or discipline of God, and it goes longs to restore relationships, is dedicated to and zealous for holiness, is willing to make restitution for his sin, is pure in all subsequent actions. The other one fears exposure, shame, loss of reputation, is apathetic about lost relationships, has no interest in holiness or living right, attracted to the world, uncaring about the consequences of it, and unwilling to make restitution. The subsequent life is impure. So I'm speaking from a Christian perspective, but I'm sure that people can kind of glean.
And you can relate because you're saying that the more spiritual one, or the God repentance, is really saying, I acknowledge that what I did was wrong.
Exactly.
I acknowledge that it's not who I want to be.
Exactly.
It's not who I am. And so not only am I repenting, but my intention is I'm not doing that again.
Exactly. Isn't that freeing? So even if you have had trauma, I am not the trauma. What they did to me is not me. I'm going to turn away from the shame and this guilt. I forgive myself for having this false identity. I'm walking away from that.
And leaving it.
And,
And I always tell people, because, you know, everyone should know, I'm a practicing psychologist for over 23 years. And so I always tell people who experience trauma, it was not your fault.
Exactly.
Everyone wants to own it as if this experience was something that you did, or something you did warranted this, and you're deserving of it. And that's a lie. That is not true. You did not do anything to deserve this. You are not deserving of this. This is not your fault. You know, you are a victim of this experience. But so, repenting allows you to shed the guilt or shed the shame.
Yes, yes. Because you can now say, okay, the part that I own is believing the lie. I need to own that. Creator doesn't make junk. This is an experience that I'm having, but it's not my identity. And I think that in this generation, we're dealing with identity crisis. And so because we're dealing with identity crisis, things like fear become an issue. Anxiety becomes an issue. So for me, I am so loved by my Father, God, that I don't have to worry. Now, things happen. Yes, I've had trauma. Do I have to process through? Does the lie come in and want to say, Marjorie, you're not that person, or you're this person? Yes, it comes. But now this is the arena of my mind, and I get to slay my Goliath there. I get to slay them. I get to use the power of words and thoughts. I get to use my faith and trust that, hey, I'm coming out on the other side. And I'm coming out winning.
And that's where faith comes into play.
Yes.
Faith comes into play because when you have a strong sense of faith in something higher than yourself, something that has, you know, has created you out of love and purpose, that no matter what you go through, you cannot be broke.
Yes.
You were made whole and perfect.
Yes.
In the detailed intricacies of God's love, or this higher power's love. So you're always going to be whole, no matter what your
original designer.
Right. No matter what your human experience is, no matter what your traumas, no matter what your generational curses, you can break it. You can break it through repentance.
Yes.
And be renewed into what that true self-image is, what your original concept and identity was. And I always say I love God because what God's plan for me is so much greater than my mind can ever conceive or imagine. Yes. And I love that.
Yes.
It helps me realize that I am limited without a higher power, that I need this higher power to really express who I'm really supposed to be.
Yes. This higher creator. It is when you look at creation, when you look at the design of humanity, you know, we can say, okay, well, if there's a God, you know, why does trauma happen? It's because of choice. I always tell people, my God was so bad and awesome that he knew ultimately he would get chosen even if he gave us choice. Right?
Yeah. And I think that I noticed that people who choose fear over faith have not really kind of become within themselves to really evaluate what their beliefs are, evaluate what their purpose is and what the intention for their life is. And so they often struggle with the faith piece. And so I'm wondering, are there any words of wisdom that you can give my listeners to move them from fear to more faith? How do they begin to develop their faith when for so long, maybe they've lost a belief, or I don't know, maybe they've just been
One of my favorites, how many minutes do we have?
Let's see. We've got about, let me see here. We've got about 4 minutes.
Okay. So I'm going to read, I love Psalm 91. I believe in the words of the Bible can help anyone. It doesn't matter what you believe or not, because I think there's an energy and an ingredients that comes from this higher source that overrides everything.
Okay.
So one of the things that I'm going to read part of it, and it's out of the Passion Translation. When you sit enthroned under the shadow of Shaddai, and what that means is there is a condition. When I understand my identity as royalty, as the dominator of this realm that we live in, there are promises given to me. When I understand, and how do I understand? It is through the words that I say to myself, and it's the words that I think of myself. How do I change that? How do you change anything? How do you eat an elephant? One step at a time. Today, I'm going to be up and I'm going to say my affirmations and it's going to be correct. Tomorrow, not so. You repent, forgive yourself. Get back up. The work is in, it never stops. It never stops. Today, I'm up. Today, I'm talking to my soul sister and I'm on fire. Tomorrow, boom, you know? And okay, God, okay. Now, what do I got? What are my steps? Okay, this is the thought that I'm having about myself. What is a higher thought that I can have about myself right now? I have found that when I write my higher thoughts to counter the thoughts that I have that are lower, if you write it down and you already have your antidote, I call it prepare your antidote before it comes. So you have to take time to think about and evaluate and assess your thoughts. Take a day, a week. What is the higher prevailing thought that you're having? Is it shame-based? Then find you some words and thoughts that deal with the shame. Again, I go to my Bible, but anyone else can go, you know. It is never ending. It never ends. So I will leave you with that. Is that that's how you get that faith going. That's how you get that fire and that charge. Evaluate yourself, take a step back, observe your thoughts, create yourself an antidote list of what higher thoughts, and you say, this is the thought I'm going to have about me today. And you make that be the in the morning, you declare it. This is what I'm going to do. I'm not going to walk in fear today. And if you do, I'm so sorry, Marjorie. You messed up.
No, you repent. Right, yeah. Right.
It's so right.
Because it is a daily
walk.
A daily walk. It is. It is a daily walk. And I always tell my patients, I always say, you've got to challenge the lies.
Yeah.
You've been under a program of how you see yourself and how you think and feel and behave for so long, you got to forgive yourself. It's going to take you some time to come out underneath that and to begin to create a better, I love how you say, a higher thought of yourself that is more representative of your true self, you know, and that is a daily walk, a daily choice that you have to make. And I always say, you know, we're constantly evolving and growing. And it will be until the day we die. Because like I said, who we are meant to be is greater than we can ever imagine. And so we're continually working on being better, being more kinder people, more loving people, more generous people, more trusting and honest people, and committed.
Exactly. Just basically better versions of ourselves. You know, the intention, you know, one of the things that, you know, we talk about in the Bible, like the Garden of Eden, and then, you know, the angels put the swords and then, to bar Adam and Eve from that. I think they were barred from that because they had to grow. They lost that position and then they had to grow. And I think sometimes things are barred from us, or they appear to be barred, because we have to grow into that wisdom and into that knowledge. So I want to leave, you know, your friends with understanding that sometimes it looks like things are barred from you, but they're not really barred from you. They're barred for you. And when you grow into your identity, those things will show up for you. They will be attracted to, you'll be running away from them. They'll be chasing you down when it talks about law of attraction. Your faith will work for you in a way that is unimaginable, because you'll be squeaky clean.
I love that. Faith over fear. Repentance allows you to begin that journey of faith every day, working to challenge those old ways of thinking. When you recognize the old lower thought, you come back with a higher thought, and it's a daily walk. You take care. All right, all my listeners, I'll keep praying for you and stay positively focused. Fear cannot win. Faith is the king.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.